ויומן דף ממבוב עומד בייז 3 lines from the bottom ואום הרובה הני תרתי אוני דסריחם לדודי לסלוהו בדיקה. If you have two loaves from the lungs that are attached one to another, is less lohu bedike will not help to prove that there was no nekev in these loaves. V'loy amoron elo sheloy kesidrom. That's dafke if these two loaves that are attached are sheloy kesidrom. Avol kesidrom haino revisayu. But if these two lobes that are attached with a siche are kesidron, haino revisayu. Before we'll let us just see the top Rashi and then we'll see the siches chulin to understand better what we're speaking about. Let us just see the top Rashi. Les lehu bedikusa. Bedike will not help. Now there are five unais. We're speaking about hani talti uni disricham. If we have a picture of a lung in front of us, there are three unais, three small lobes on the right side, two small lobes on the left side, and then we have two umais, which are two larger lobes of the lungs. Now, Rava says, "Hani tarti uni." You have two smaller lobes, v'srichen la'adodi, which are attached one to another. Leslo b'dike will not help. So now Rashi explains what the shail is and what Rav is telling us. Leslo bedikusa she sirchezu machmas nekef ibo. A sirche is that we have a gooey, sticky substance that runs out from the una, from the lobe of the lung, and it attaches itself to another lobe of the lung. And in the Tmunei Chayil, he brings a picture of it. You see, it's like a yellowish, sticky substance, which is like a strip. It runs out from one una to the second una, and it's attached. These two unas are attached. So now, Rashi says, so Rava said, "Les lohu bedikusa." You cannot be boidik any of these unes. Now Rashi gives us a hakdomen. She sirchazu machmas nekev hibo. If you have a gooey substance that ran out from one une and attached itself to the second une, so what happened? How did this come about? So Rashi says, Shesichazu machmas nekevibo. The whole reason this sich originated is because there was a nekev in the una. Shemitoich shahareya shayeves kol minei mashke. The reya, the lungs are shayev kol minei mashke. Now, where the siches chulin explains that the lungs are next to the keres, and when the behemoth drinks, so from the veishet, liquids come into the keres, and the lungs are next to the keres, and they're shoyev, they absorb the liquids from the keres, and it goes into the lungs. There are liquids in the lungs. and he brings down a moira de gezach, could be it absorbs from the pores of the lungs, and he says it's a moira de gezach, that these pores are capable of absorbing liquids from the keres into the lung, v'afal pikein, these pores do not let the air of the lungs go out. They're capable of absorbing liquid, and we'll see what other sheets is giving out liquid, v'afal pikein, the air is contained in the lungs. Now, b'kitze, there are some liquid in the lungs. Now, so Rashi explains what happened. If there is a hole in the reya, shemitoich sha'areya she'eves kol minei mashke, the reya is shoyev, absorbs kol minei mashke from the keres, v'mashke nasa ov b'soicho, and the liquid that it absorbs gets thick and gooey and sticky, Kimin Galaira, Vyoitse Ma'at Ma'at Derechanekev. Now you have a hole here in the lung. You have liquids in the lung, so the liquids will find the hole and they'll start dripping out of the hole. Nakfa. So eventually it hardens. Vinasikl. So it hardens and becomes a crust. Kach motzosi b'tshuvas agoyne. So mamela, we have a liquid, gooey substance that drips out from one lobe of the from the hole, and we have here in Daf Reishut, we have the picture. Then we have the, he shows that there's an une, and there's a nekev in the une, v'amashke nasa'ov v'soicha kemin glayro, that, so this is the liquid that's in the lungs, on the walls of the lungs, and it starts dripping out. Now, as we see, as it drips out, it's going to drip out to another une. It's dripping out to another una. This is an una that's next to it. That's another lobe of the lung. And it's going to attach itself. The one una is going to attach itself to the other una. We'll see soon the oifens, how it attaches. Now, so this is the sikha. This is the sikha that we're speaking about. We have a gooey substance that is coming out from one una of the lung, dripping out and attaching itself to another una of the lung. So Bekitza Rashi says that when it drips out, it will seal the nekev that we see on the second picture on the left side. It will seal the nekev. Nikva nasekum. It will harden and it will seal the nekev.
Even
though this is soisim the nekev, ve'in moitzi ruach ha'amoron, we learn krum sha'ola machmas make bereya eine krum she'soife lisose. We learned that a krum, a crust that is ola machmas makabereya, ain ekrum, shesoifilisosa, that eventually it will not remain there. It is not a permanent seal. It's a temporary seal. So we have here, so Rashi is telling us as follows. If you see a sikha coming out of the reya, it attached itself to another una of the reya. So you have to sakanshayla ben, where did the sikha come from? Why did it originate? So the teretz is there was a nekev. There wouldn't be a nekev, you wouldn't have a place for where it should come out. It comes out from a nekev. And how does it come out from a nekev? Because since in the lung, there's mashke in the lung, there's a gooey mashke in the lung, so when there's a nekev, it comes out, and it can attach itself to another une. And lemaise, this sicha, which is temporarily sealing the neket, is not a true seal on the neket, because it will eventually, will not remain there permanently. It's only a temporary seal. So memela, when you see a sicha, you know there was a neket, so there's a problem already. So Rav said, "Hanitati uni desrichen adodi lesle b'dike." So don't go now. You'll take out the lung, and you'll put the lung in water, and you'll blow through the corner, and you'll see no bubbles are coming out. So you say, "Oh, it's kosher." No, Rabbi, it's not kosher. You know, and now the sikh is sealing it, so you don't. There's no bubbles. But lemaisa, since a sikh is not a permanent seal. So this is a reya with a nekiv, and that's straight. So that's what Rav said. Hani tati uni desrichin ladodi. If you see two lobes of the reya which are attached one to the other with this gooey substance, less lo bedike. So bedike will not help. I know that there is a nekiv in one of the uni. And so Mamela Badika will not prove anything. Fine. That's so far so good. Now, what Rav says as follows. V'loy amoron elo shaloy kisidra. That's dafke, if these two uni, which are connected, are not the first and second, or the second and the third. It's the first and the third. Now look at the Sichas Chulin. We'll look at the Sichas Chulin on page Reish Yud Aleph. Look on page Reish Yud Aleph. At the right picture, we have over here, on the left side, we have three unis. So we have here that the sikh is coming out from the top lobe, the top une, and it attached itself to the third une, And it's over the second une. It's over the second une. That is one way. Or, look on the left side. Oimi tachteo. Or it attached itself underneath the second une. So memele. So in these two cases, we have to understand that the middle une will eventually break this connection. In the middle une is the sibe why this will not remain. Because that's why it's no good. But let's just see the next picture on the bottom. Avol kisidron, hayne rivusayu. But if you have, let's say, the first une that got attached with the second une, so memela we have nothing that will break the connection. So then the stima will remain. So memela, so it's not treife. That is the memra of Rove. And now we'll see in the Veinikin Rashi. Zakt Rashi. Esis Rove said that Hani tati uni disrichen ladodi, if you have two unis which are attached one to another with a sire, less lo bedike. There's no bedike. Bedike will not prove anything because I can be assured that the sikh will eventually detach itself, will not remain there. So now Rava says, when is that? Lemono shleike sidra. Zot Rashi, ki goin shtayim achitzoines. The two outer ones, that means the top and the third, Nidvaku besilcha, they got attached with a silcha. Mimala emtsois, either over the middle one, oi mitachtel, or underneath the middle one. That means so the first and third are attached, the middle une is in between, and this middle une will prevent the silcha from hardening. It will, since there's a middle un in between, so it'll separate the silcha. So Mela, so the Sicha is not a permanent seal. So Mela, so the Une, so the Behemoth Treif. But what if it's Kisidron? What if you have attached the one Une next to the other Une, these two are attached? Hein Rivisai, so that's how it's Nisgadl. Zu Megina al Zu. So, I mean, one is next to the other, so one will protect the other, not, so one, since one are next to the other, Vahad Rebori. Shemitoich Shesheich Vois Zu al Zu. Since one is lying on top of the other one, that means one is close to the other. Eino Misparke, so the Sirche, which connected one Une to the other Une, will not separate. Vahakrum hoylech v'chozek, and this krum will get, that means there's keseder, it's leaking keseder, you have more liquid coming out, vahakrum hoylech v'chozek, and it becomes a permanent seal. Avol k'shehen sheloy kesidron, but if it's sheloy kesidron, you have a sirch attaching the top Une to the third Une, and there's a middle Une in between. Zu eileches lekan, v'zu eileches lekan. So then they're going in different directions. They'll be going in different directions because you have a middle Une which will interfere with the sichem. Ba'krum isparek v'nisto. V'chein aloche, the lekaman, the polygale. So Rav said aloche, that a sichem. So, Lava said, Allah as follows, that if there is a sikha, there's a simin that there was a nekir. A sikha is a result from a nekir, and it can be a permanent seal on the nekir if it's kisidron. If it's shalai kisidron, it cannot be a permanent seal on the nekir, so we have a nekir without a seal, so therefore the bayim is straight. Vuna hasrucha beuma vihi etzlo. Now let's look in the Sichas Chulin. Now, page Reish Yud Beis 347, in the 347 garden, Tzia 337. We saw when it's Shaloi Kisidron, Zuei Leches Lakan, Zuei Leches Lakan, we see when there was attached, the Una Aleph to Una Gimel, and Una Beis is in between, so they go in different directions, so we'll separate. Una, and now what if you have Una Asruche Bo'uma Vihi Etzla? That means, let's say, the third Una, is attached to the Uma. There are two Umas which are the large lobes of the lung. And you have over here, and they're attached. They're attached with a Sirche. What is the din over here? Our Gemara, Rava spoke about two Unais. Ani tati Una de Sirche Ladodi. If it's Kisidron, it's good. Rava did not speak about an Una that was Nisrach to an Uma. What is the din there? What is the din there? So let us see Rashi. Bu'una asrucha, anuna which is attached, bu'uma, v'yetzlo, ma'isa bo'liyodi, such a ma'isa came to me, v'sha'alti espi, rabbeinu Yaakov, v'rab Yoker, so yes, is Rabbi. V'tira li lecho, he told me you're allowed to eat it. V'yesh sha'oisrim, and he also told me others asa, Vu omali taimoi vitaimo. He told me his reason why he holds its mutter. He also told me vitaimo. Ha'oisrim oimrim, the oisrim say, Harei nekev yesh, there's a hole. That means if there's a sikhe, it's a kochov, there's a hole. V'loi matzonu shohuta ela boini. Now, this etta, that a sirche can be matter, so Rava said, let's be medayk the lashon of Rava. Hani tati uni desrichen adodi, Kesidron is good. Two uni. He said by two uni he said this. Kedama Rav, avo kesidron, aine ribisayu. That's what Rav said, the two uni, which are attached together. Avol umi, loikoma. He didn't say it. Why didn't he mention it? He's a raya, it's not kosher. V'taime the uni. The reason why uni, if it's kesidron, it's kosher. Mishum sha'oindim b'meitza ha'choze. U'mischama mois v'hod rabori. Now, to appreciate, let us look at page Reish Yud Gimel. Now, on page Reish Yud Gimel, we will see as follows. We have here a picture of the lungs. Now, we will notice that the area, the upper area, that's called Meitzar HaChozek. They're constricted together, they're tied together, they're squeezed together. In this chalik, that means, in this area is the Meitzar HaChozek. We have here a dotted line. So where the unes are, in this area, it's a tight area. It's a tight area. That's where the dotted line, that's called the Meitzar HaChozek. So here, the unais are capable of being soisim, the neck. As we progress further, and we will see that the Meitzar HaChozek ends with the, more or less with the unais end. By the umais, there is more area. It is not such a constricted area. It's a larger area. So therefore, there the sikha will not be soisim the naked. There the sikha will not help. That's, we'll see, the lumbus, we'll see why. But this is what they said. Now let us look in Rashi, what their svara was. Ha'ois remaimrim, ha'reinekev yesh, we have a hole, v'loi matzano shehuta alaboini. We only have that the sikha is matter when it's kesidron, boini, boini. The reason why uni lemaisev it's kesidron, it is not right. Mishum shoimdim b'meitzar hachozer. Where the unis are, this is a constricted area. It's a narrow area. So therefore, since it's a tight area, there's more warmth there. And it will heal. The warmth contributes to the healing. So the nekev will become nista. And they brought a raya, that's what we said, in a narrow area, it is more capable of healing. Shereipereya hasmucha ledoifen bo'unik sheira ubo'umetreifa kidalakama. Now let's again look at this picture. We'll have the reya. Here we're having that the reya is attached to the one uni is attached. One uni is attached to the second uni of the reya. That's our case. There's another case that there's the reya. There's a hole in the reya, and Perhaps we'll have this later. 110. Reish, 1 second. On 11, 109, 110. 110, Reish Memtes. Now, let us look at that Reish Memtes and see 110 Reish. Now, let's look at the right side. We'll look at the b'makim. Look at the right side. B'makim revisa chituchi da'uni b'makim shareya v'doifin g'daylim kechot usmuchim tamid lemifchei kahisirchet. That means we see between the third and fourth rib, we see an arrow. We have an una. We have the second una, which is attached to the doifin. It's attached to the doifin. And the doifin is narrow. The doifin is narrow, so therefore, it's kosher. So, if it's b'mokim chituchid du'ud, b'mokim revisa chituchid du'uni, which means where it is narrow, and there's a sicha here, so it's kosher. It's kosher. Now, let's go further down. Shaloi b'mokim revisa, right on the right side, we have the Yemonis, and we have here also where this arrow is. Shalai b'makim revisa, l'mayla b'roicha b'cholav k'neged ha'uma agdoyla. There's a much broader space between the doifin and the Uma. The kivin the rechayka reymin ha'doifin mitrecha histim. So we have a Gemara further. The Gemara further differentiates between a siche from the une to the daifin and the ume to the daifin. And the reason of this is because the une is kemat flush to the daifin, because it's very narrow there, and the ume is further away from the daifin. So we see there's a difference between a ume and a une and between 6 and 7. You have over there on the right side. On the right side there we have the ume is attached, is a sikha from the ume to the daifin. And there it's straight. And between 3 and 4, the ume is attached to the daifin and is kasha. And the difference is because here the one is come out flush next to the other. That's by the unais, and by the ume, it's far away from the daifin. It's a more hollow area over there. So therefore, a sicha will not help. So, the Oisrim said, what is the chilek? What is the chilek if it's close? If it's b'meitzer achoza, that means there it's close, then an une asamach l'daifin is kosher. If it's further away, it's more roomier there, then the uma asamach l'daifin is possible, is trait. So they said, the tamim, I will only like come out. The time of the uni, mishim sha'im din b'meitzer achoza u'mischamamois. So since it's a very narrow area, so it's warmer there, b'hod rabori, v'teida, and I'll prove to you that there's a difference between the uni in the ume shrei bereya smucha ledoifim uni ksheira bumatreifet kibbelakamo. So that's a gemara further. The gemara says by the ume is treife and by the uni is kosher. And they said, what's the lomdis? The lomdis is because if it's a narrow area, so it's mischamamois. And the chimum contributes to the healing process. Like we had yesterday, we had by Yovesh, if it was Yovesh, the Yovesh's of a oizen is not the same yevashis of a reyev, because since it's inside, l'sholet ve'yavira. So they say there is a maila of chimum. By the umi, there's chinun, so it heals. By the umi, there's no chimum, so it doesn't heal. And they brought a raya from the Gemara further. V'tam moiri, loy motzinu uma b'gemara. So each, they brought a raya. Why did Rava say uni? Why didn't Rava say, Rava said, shtei hani tarti uni, desrichon kesidron heine revisai. Why don't we speak about uni? So, on this kasha, Rashi's Rebbe said, the word Uma you will not find in Shas. So, Chazal never mentioned this word. So, Memele, that is why he didn't speak about it. We only see Uni. Number one. But number two, your host is Teire, because if it's in a narrow place, it's warmer, and then if it's, in a larger area, it's not so warm. There's a difference in temperature where the unis are and where the umes are. You just said a psalmistic. Rabbi never mentioned such a thing. And we did learn yesterday, that if it's yavesh, shalayetzi by tipas dam, by the Reya, that's not called Yevashis, because it's Lasholet Be'avira. We didn't make any chalukim, what area of the Reya, the Ume, the Uni, we didn't mention, we make any chalukim. B'chol Reya Amorim Leod Lasholet Be'avira. The Rabbi Perish Taima, why are you deviating from the Gemara? Rabbi said the reason is why by Tarti Ume Uni Kesidrom is kosher, Mishum dahayne rivisayu. Kloima. Kachen gedele suimzu. They grow together one next to the other. Veina mispakis zu mizu. And they will not separate one from the other. Rav said a reason why Tarti Uni is good. So Rashi says, if that's the reason, so Hilkach loishna Uni veloishna Ume. So what's the difference? If the Uni ashlishi there'll be a sircha for Duni Ashlishi to the Ume, since it's right next to it, there's nothing that will cause that it should separate. It also should be kosher. The Rava did not get Uni. Why did Rava speak about Uni Take? Mishim de'ike milsei da'irin lon, de shaloike sidran treife. The Iker wants to tell us that Shaloike Sidon is Treife. V'avar gav dihavi srichi yuni b'doifen havi sheire k'damor amrinu l'kamon. Ashmini rove dohos amayne taime dekimi tshachol urtzahein shoich v'istobi daitzol adoif meine mispakes memene zumizu. Avu Shaloike Sidon mispakes hein shreim tzois mefar kosom Vloitaima doichik adoifin ma'amidon shleisparku zu mizu. Now let us just see again the picture and we'll understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that let's look again in Daf Reshit Gimel. Let's look at the picture. Let's look at the right side. Now, we have over here let's look at the right side that we have, on the right side, we have here two sikhs. We have a sikha that is, let's say that one is attaching to the other. And then, but let's look at the tam moiri, avoshlokesin, mispaksin, shrem tsois, mefarkos. Now, we have over here that the first Une is attached to the third Une. That's the Shaloike Sidron. It's on the right side. Now, even though this is the Meitzer HaChoseh, This is the Meika Achaza. That means here they're really squished together. It's a narrow area. And therefore, since they're squished together, the halach is if it's samach ledoifin, from the unil ledoifin, a siche will help because it's squished together, and the seal will remain sealed. So Rav is coming to tell us, but even though it's squished together, shalaik yisidron will be treif. That means even though there's a factor that being squished together would be a sibe that the silche from Una Aleph to Una Gimel should remain. But since there's an Una Beis in between, so that's going to break the silche. That's going to break the silche. So the whole chiddush of Rav is coming to tell us the ikke chiddush of Rav. Hani talti uni desrichen shaloike sidron. That it's no good. He wants to tell you a chiddush and uni. That even though they're squished together, so I might think that this will ensure that the sikha should remain. So he says, no. If it's shalaike sidron, it won't remain. Because the unahem tzois will be mefarik the sikha. So that's why he spoke about uni. He wanted to tell you a chiddush. That's why he spoke about uni in the meitzar achoze. He wants to tell you this chiddush, even though it is squished together. It will still separate. That's what he spoke about uni. Let's see again Rashi. The Rove did not get uni. Why did Rove speak about, according to me, by Kesidron, there's no difference between uni and umel. So he says, the Rove did not get uni, mishum deike milsi da'irulon, deike chidish, he wants to tell us, the shaloi Kesidron treif, that's deike chidish. Ba'avol gav, even though the avesrichi uni bedoifen havikshayr, even though in the meitzar achoze, if the uni would be attached to the doifen havikshayr, kedemrina lekamon, because of the meitzar achoze, because it's squished together, hashmin and derove, hashmin derove, the hosam ainu time, the kivan shach holol tsar, since the space between the uni and the doifen is very narrow, hein. Sheikh Vishtamid Eitzel HaDoifen, so it's always lying next to the Doifen. Eine Mispalkes Mimeno. But if it's Sheloike Sidron, Mispalkes Ein, it will separate, even though it's squished together. Shrei Emtsois Mafrikoson. The middle uni will eventually separate the sikha from the tapuni to the third end. The loitaima, that's the chiddush of Rove. Loitaima doichi ka doifi madidu mishlo yispal kuzu mizu. Don't say since it's narrow on top by the unis, so that will ensure that the sikha will not be yispal. Avo beume veume shaloike sidran le yisrila leirui. Now his chiddush, he should tell us his chiddush like kisidron by an uni and a ume. Let's say we'll say from the second uni to the ume to say that it's treif. He doesn't have to tell us a chiddush because I know there is not a narrow area, so that's poshut that it's going to separate. But if the uni is close to the ume, so the kesidron, then it'll pack it be kosher. When Rashi's Rebbe told them, he could eat it. V'siyog matzosi l'dvoro b'tshuves ha'goinim v'nikorim divrei emes. Mere de kezach, Rashi gives a psas comment, his Rebbe is dikta, he could see, he slugged up the Sada Shita Chimon, they speak about Chaim, what you mentioned, Chaim. Here you see, he says, Mamish, it's a clap. The Einu Nisa de Vardo. Now, let us go to the Afresh Yudalit. The Einu Nisa de Vardo. We have here in the lungs, We have here we have three unas on the left side, the three on the left side, two on the right side over here. And you have in the middle a lobe which is like a rose. Now, if this une, a nunisa de varda, if this will be attached with siches, so the Gemara didn't speak about it. They said, well, we just spoke about two unis which were attached to siches, an uni and a ume which was attached with siches. Now Rashi says, wherever it's attached, and here we have the picture, we have this Enonisa de Varde, wherever it is attached, it's treife. That means there's a hole there, and it seems this is not such the chibo of the Enonisa de Varde to any chelech of the lung is not a permanent chibo. There are other things which will zicha break the chibur. So that's why the Rebbe didn't speak about it. This will always be treif. That's an inisa devalda. That means any chibur to any lobe will not be macha the inisa devalda. Let us see Taisvis. Avo kisidron. Let us see Taisvis. Aino revisayu. So now we're going to start learning Chumras and Taisvis. Nearly. Kesidron davke ba'isai inyan kemoishen sheikh vais zu eitzel zu. Aval im hen sheikh vais zu al zu, aval pi shen shmuchais zu le zu treife, the ein ze kesidron. Now let us look at let us look at Freshe Dalit and Siches Chulin, the bottom picture. Now, let us look at the bottom picture. Kesidron Davke, Ba'ois Ayinian, Kamoisha in Shaykh Vais, Zu Reshe Dalit. Reshe Dalit, the bottom picture, 37 Reish. Now, if we look in the bottom picture, let's look at the two Unes on the right. We see over here there's a chibur of a sikha between the top une and the ume next to it. Now, this is sheikh vais zu eitzel zu. One next to the other. It's one next to the other, so this chibur will grow and harden and strengthen. This chibur will remain. Now let's look at reish tesvo. Avo im hein sheikh vais zu al zu. It's not one next to the other. One un is overlapping the other, and there's a chibur of a sirche. This is not a good chibur. We have already, so a fil, that's not called kisidron. That's called shaloi kisidron already. Kisidron is that is one is next to the other, so then the chibur will take be mechaba one to the other. That chibur will remain, the necker will become nistam. Well, Rashi didn't speak about it. Rashi that mentions zu al zu also. Rashi didn't say zu eitzel zu, because when Rashi spoke about it, Rashi said, heiner visayu, shesheich vay zu al zu. Okay, Rashi od zu al zu is also good. Zu al zu, and Taisi says no. Now, yeah, chaylikan Rashi, yeah. Aval im heim sheikh vais zu al zu. Aval pi shehein smuchais zu le zu. One is next to the other. But the chibur already is not a strong chibur. It's one on top of the other. One is overlapping the other. The chibur of the sikha is not a strong chibur. Not a permanent chibur. No betray. Chiddush number one. Nireli. Not like Rashi. Rashi Sheikh was who also. Ba'oit kosov ba'oruch b'shem Rabbeinu Chananu. Shaloi kesidron. Now, yeah, but look on the side. Baruch Shem Shaloi kesidron. Kabole Rav mipi Rav. He's telling you another chumah, what's called Shaloi kesidron. Just now, we got already, if it's one une is next to the other, one une is next to the other, that's called kesidra. That's mamish kesidra. Hot Rabbeinu Chananu gezog. Kabol rav mipi rav. Afilu srichon. Oshkein. Yeah, now, but oit kosev ba'oruch, b'shem Rabbeinu Chananu, Shaloi kesidron, kabol Rav Mipi Rav. Just one second. Let us see the picture. And let us go into Sichas Chulin. Let us look at picture Reish Yud Zayin. But let's first see the Lashon of the Rabbeinu, page Reish Yud Zayin, and we will see now let's see the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Chananu, and then we'll see what the picture. Oikos ba'orach b'shem Rabbeinu Chananu, shleike sirdun, kabol rav mipira. Afilu srichon trei uni be'emta, that you have two uni and the two edges are mechuber be'emta in the middle of the chatach ve'ikron mefarkon me'adodi treifa, but where they separate they are not attached, so that's also treifa. But now let's look at the picture. Let's look at the picture. Afilu, that is the second. Afilu srichin trei uni be'emtza. So that means be'emtza, these two are attached. But ve'ikron mifriki bahadodi. But when the separation starts, they're not attached. So that means it looks like a V. It looks like a V when it starts coming out, and the chibur starts over here. Here you have a chibur, you have a sircha being mechabur, these two unis together. But by the ikel, there's no sircha. So the Rabbeinu Chananu said that's also no good. That's also no good because if over here it's not mechubur, that's kosher like a sidron. That means the only way it could be good if by the ikel we have the sircha. So memela, if it's attached there by the ikel, then we say the chibur will remain. If the mokim of the ikel is they're separated and in the middle they get attached, that's called shaloi kesidron. That's called shaloi kesidron. Ashrek lecha chumre. Let us just see, we have in front of us the Sichas Chulin. Let us look at the Haggah 40 Reish. Masha Kosov Atoisvus B'Shem Rabbeinu Chananu, Afilu Srichen Treyuni Be'emtzon Ve'ikron Mefarki Ma'adodi Treyfo, Peirishatu, Da Afilu Michitoch Lechitoch. We said before that Kesidro means Michitoch Lechitoch, from one edge to another edge. Eim Atirim Elim Keluk, what he says. Elim kainisracha kula miroisha lisaifa. That means the whole area is mechuba, the whole thing. Shekoshi yesh pisul beinayim. If there's any area in between these two unes that there's no sirche, beroisha, in the beginning, oibem tisa besaifan, mitnai aoi, so then it will shake. It also won't remain. You have to have the whole area, there's a sikha from the beginning to the pitzel, to the end of the pitzel. Yeah. That's a shekel chachumra. So that's a shekel chachumra. That's pshat the Rebbeinu Chanan. That's how the Torah says pshat. That's what he said pshat. Afilu srichen trei uni beemtsa veikran mitriki ma'adodi treito. So the Torah says it's only kashif. The whole thing is there's a sikha that's mechaba the whole thing. Then we have a connection which we can be assured will remain. That's a shekelach chumra. The chosh game, that's no good. Even though you have the two sides connected, the chosh game in dvuka yizu al gabe yizu, if one overlaps the other, it's from an edge to a gab. Arishayne meshniya, ishniya meshlishis. That's irritrate. That's not called the chlala connection. The only connection is if an edge to an edge. That's number one. And an edge to an edge has to be the whole area has to be mechuba. Rabbi Seinu Hagoinim Kosvu Kiven Bechode Sirche Im Chavo. So this is the Marsho's Gilse. Kiven de chode sricho im chavoto, not on Gabi, this is, kiven de chode sricho im chavoto, here vise, blo ichos lon bahi sirche. That means the goyim seem to say, al kaponim, this nekude, if it's im chavoto, chode sricho im chavoto, so it's good. Ichos lon bahi sirche, this sirche is not problematic. No, im chavoto. It's a split. Rashi learns al, shechemes al. Rashi learns that after the one is on top of the other. They say im. The Marsho's Gil says im. V'har beit miye Rabbeinu Yehuda al Kabbalas Rabbeinu Chananel. When Chananel said a Kabbalah shemu shemayim, that if there's a chaloin between the sirches, so it's not good. It's called shaloikin sidrum. Shaloi motza b'chol hilchis treife shal Rabbi Seinu shero shum chilek bei mitruki meikron loloi mifke. If they're separated from the beginning, they're not separated. The Rabbeinu Yehuda never saw psazoya in the Sforim anything should say like this.